Let me begin in gratitude. Gratitude to be with you today. Gratitude for the air we breathe, for the land upon which we find shelter. Let me offer deep thanks to all those who have lived on this land, beginning with those people who lived here before the Europeans, a people called the Lenape. Let me say thanks to those who built what would become this nation, those free and unfree, for New Jersey was the last of the colonies in the North to abolish slavery. Let me speak with gratitude to those who imagined this religious home, who imagined you here, knowing in the future this would be a place for you. May we, as a gathered people, be worthy of all that is placed in our care. As the beloved poet Wendell Berry tells us, there are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. And I have thought about this phrase over and over as I've thought about our water ingathering, and my mind has turned it into, there are no unsacred waters. There are only sacred waters and desecrated waters. Think of it, sacred water, life source. How we swim in it before we are even born, how its cycle keeps the planet breathing. Water, still or moving, fresh or salt, it sculpts beauty into our geography, into our topography. And we humans, we are mostly made of it. On average, for adult humans, 60%, but for our littlest babies, it's closer to 75%. And I don't know if there are any Star Trek fans here in the room, but in my family, one of our favorite episodes of The Next Generation is a time when the crew of the Enterprise encounters a crystalline entity that they don't realize is sentient. And once they do, with their, you know, universal communicator, that crystalline form, who doesn't really kind of recognize human beings either, calls them ugly giant bags of mostly water. This is still a beloved phrase in our household. Said in deep kindness, right? There are no unsacred waters. There are only sacred waters and desecrated waters. For it is true that not all water is life-giving or life-sustaining. Think of Flint, Michigan, a city that has seen more than its fair share of economic devastation and racially biased redlining in banking and housing, and now their public water laced with lead. At first it was unknown, and then it was known by people in power. People who knew and didn't tell until the persistence and courage of a local pediatrician forced the issue into the public sphere. And still, a year later, after it hit the news waves, the water is still undrinkable, desecrated. At this summer's Olympics, Simone Manuel was the first African-American woman to win a gold medal in swimming. And this is not just a personal win, and it's not just a national victory. It was a social triumph best understood in the context of our social, our societal racism. There are stories, some real, some urban legend, of drained swimming pools at hotels after African-American entertainers have put their feet in them. What we do know is that there is a pattern of privatization of our public swimming places, where racism has brought white flight away and defunding to those pools that serve communities with folks of black and brown skin, impacting equal access to learning the joy of swimming and certainly the ways to set world records. So racism has sullied American waters, desecrating them. And there are floodwaters, more and more of them. This summer, Baton Rouge, the disappearing island nations, the Solomon Islands, the Marshall Islands, the coastline in Miami, Norfolk or Jamestown in Virginia, parts of England throughout Southeast Asia, and of course, here in New Jersey and New York 4 short years ago. It is devastatingly, numbingly our new normal. There are no unsacred waters, only sacred waters and desecrated waters. So what do we do in the face of these desecrations? The poet Denise Levertov tells us, don't say there is no water to solace the dryness at our hearts. I have seen the fountain springing out of the rock wall and you drinking there. And I too, before your eyes, found footholds and climbed to drink the cool water. Don't say there is no water. That fountain is there among the scalloped green and gray stones. It is still there and always there, with its quiet song and strange power to spring in us, up and out through the rock. In North Dakota, right now, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe is resisting the construction of an 1,100-mile oil pipeline and has been doing this since April 1st. They started first with prayer, then with legal injunctions. And there are now over 100 tribal nations from across the continent. Early on, there was a call for water protectors. And these protectors, not protesters, and this is a very important distinction to them, number over 4,000 and perhaps even more. I've seen 5,000 in some of the reports. And they are there united to protect the water from desecration, the land from desecration. And here are the words of one of these water protectors, Deborah White Plume. The need to protect this water has grown beyond Standing Rock. I'm Oglala and Northern Cheyenne. Many Red Nations are here. Many more Red Nations are coming. We put out the call for water protectors to come, for land defenders to come. If we just listen to our spirits, we're here to protect sacred water. People will come from all along the river to protect the river that they belong to. These people have put themselves in harm's way, vicious dogs that remind us of Selma, of Montgomery. They are doing it not just for themselves, but for all of us. Did you notice how Ms. White Plume described the relationship between the river and the people? The river doesn't belong to them. It doesn't even belong to all of us. But we belong to it. This is not legend or myth. It is actual. It is not historical. It is right now. Last Tuesday, a federal judge granted only partial protection of the land and lake, as if not all places, earth or water, are sacred. I think that judge has not read Wendell Berry. I think that judge does not know our seventh principle that says we are all a part of an interdependent web of all existence. But it is not just that judge. Our hands are not clean. My hands are not clean. It is as if our drive for fossil fuels puts the corporations that own the Dakota Access Pipeline in charge of the water well. And these indigenous water protectors are trying to get them out, trying to kick out greedy Mabuya so that they might be frog, protecting the sacred waters for the common good of all. In fact, just this past Friday, so 2 days ago, the Department of Justice issued a joint statement with the departments of the Army and of the Interior, temporarily halting the pipeline's construction. And while this sounds momentous, when I first read about it, I was so excited. The land defenders and water protectors are urging caution. you can understand why, given 400 plus years of broken promises and broken treaties, they might not trust. So what are we to do? We can support the Indigenous nations at Camp Sacred Stone. Their Facebook page tells us many ways to do it. We can pay attention to our next president and who they place in charge of the Department of the Interior, the Department of Justice, and make sure they keep their word. We can go local. There are plenty of people who are paying attention to pipelines around here, Franklin Township, South Brunswick. There are so many big challenges we face. They all vie for our attention, and there are few with easy solutions. And unless we had a 28 or a 30-hour day, we are left with these haunting questions. Who will we choose to be as a gathered religious people? Who do we want the children and youth of our congregation to understand themselves to be in the midst of these hard questions? Big challenges deserve big responses, but they cannot be born alone. They will not be born alone. It is like the wisdom we sang in a hymn early in August and will sing again next week. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none. So may the poet's wish of quiet song and strange power springing within you come true. May your thirst always be quenched by sacred waters. May the thirst of all be quenched by sacred waters. Amen. So...